Bill Thiessen's unauthorized birthday bio. Born to parents of Swedish descent, Bill caused some concern upon entering the world because even among white folks, he was very white. His uncle Sven even wanted to call him Sharkbait. But in the end, the family settled on Bill.
His parents, seeing his lack of coordination, knew he would never be a pro ball player. But they became even more concerned that he would grow up with no rhythm, no friends, unable to dance, a social outcast that could even be relegated to just playing the accordion his whole life. But at about the age of 4, they were amazed to see young William pick up and begin to play the spoons. From here, Bill began playing a sweet bebop tune on his childhood recorder flute, and a jazz legend was born.
Oh, sure. He tried sports in high school, leaving him broken, sprained, and bruised, with a gnarly case of ingrown toenails.
But it was in the band he began to excel. And it was here he first was given the nickname Chick Magnet. Of course, he thought that the name was given him because of the resemblance to Chick Corea until somebody showed him a picture. Anyway, he won the band scholarship to McGinnis State, an all-black institution in Utah, where he not only played in the band, he studied black history and, for a time, changed his name to William Muhammad.
During this time, he worked out quite a bit, sparring in the boxing ring to keep in shape. One day, after being knocked down for the third time in as many minutes, he looked at his young sparring partner through bleary eyes and said, "You know something, Cassius? You float like a butterfly, but sting like a bee."
He protested the lack of soul food in the cafeteria. He later found out that salad, steak, and potatoes were only considered soul food in Minnesota. Shortly thereafter, he changed his name back to Bill.
When it came to politics, his Minnesota family, staunch Republicans, feared the L word. Yet, as fate and the university system would have it, Bill indeed became a liberal, grew his hair down to his butt, stopped bathing, wore sandals, and volunteered for the Eugene McCarthy campaign. There, he encouraged other radicals to come clean with Gene, or was it smoke green with Gene?
It was at this time that his now infamous friendship with fellow music lover John Lennon was formed. Yes, our man Bill and the future Beatle began corresponding across the Atlantic. And it's rumored, though never confirmed, that Bill was indeed the one who actually wrote the opening lines of "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
Hey, Bungalow Bill.
Later, in return, John wrote a song about William's love life that turned up on the White Album. Hanging out and performing the alto clarinet at jazz clubs to rooms filled with people of color, Bill acquired the moniker Jellyfish. His future in show business was bright. Louis Armstrong, the famed jazz trumpeter, once drove all night to see Jellyfish Thiessen perform. This, however, was the height of the Vietnam War protest era, and Bill made love, not war, like a rabbit.
There was talk of Bill moving permanently to New Orleans to join Armstrong. However, the U.S. government had other plans. Now, some said the drafting of Jellyfish Thiessen was a government conspiracy to keep the popularity of jazz from spreading. Others said it was Nixon's knee-jerk reaction to Bill's well-known friendship with John Lennon. Probably, we'll never know.
What we do know is that Bill was drafted in the U.S. Army and sent immediately to Vietnam. Once again, though, he prevailed as he was assigned to Armed Forces Radio Vietnam as a jazz music radio program host. Bill's work at Armed Forces Radio Vietnam would go on to become the model for a famous movie that came out years later, Good Morning Vietnam. Robin Williams, who said in a recent interview that Bill was indeed the inspiration. In the end, rather than quit listening to Bill, many soldiers decided they didn't want to return to the U.S. As for Bill, he got as far as Bangkok and decided he'd found heaven and just stayed. It was about this time, tragically, that Bill's friendship with John Lennon ended when Lennon allegedly stole Bill's phrase, "The war is over if you want it to be." In retaliation, Bill added Yoko Ono to his many bedroom conquests. Thiessen and Lennon never spoke again.
Fast forward about 5 years, and we find Bill has moved to Taiwan, where he landed his first job at TAS, the Taipei American School. Yes, he and his wife, Pat, taught music there. Now, Taiwan was poor in those days, and Bill had to resort to building his musical instruments for his students from popsicle sticks and spare motorcycle parts. Despite these difficulties, the TAS Scooter Jazz Band grew in both fame and status, eventually being invited to perform as the backup band for Frank Sinatra on his 1977 tour of Asia.
When President Jimmy Carter de-recognized Taiwan in 1979, the Armed Forces Radio Taiwan Service, or AFRTS, AFARTS, became ICRT. And once again, the U.S. government, yes, the very same government that stopped his becoming both the greatest and palest jazz musician of all time, called upon Bill to serve his country.
ICRT, Taipei.
And he was asked to become an official music missionary, and he responded by standing up to the call. ICRT was flailing. Taiwanese were rejecting the station's sound because of its American roots.
The magic of jazz, 100 FM, ICRT.
But Bill used jazz to heal the wounds. It was 23 years ago that Jazz Flavors debuted, and immediately protests against the station stopped. Jazz Flavors continues to this day as the most popular media event in Taiwan's history.
It's on this day, on April 27, we join the world in celebrating the birth of Bill Thiessen.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill.